primary election is coming up August 6th with 9 candidates vying to be Seattle's next mayor. And Washington is one of the top 10 states for young voter turnout. So what role will younger voters be playing in 2013? Joining us with more on the youth vote is Toby Crittenden. He's the executive director of Washington Bus. That's a nonprofit organization based here in Seattle that works to get young people involved in politics and voting. Toby Crittenden, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me here.
So what's a young voter?
Well, it is at the Bus, we think of young people. So 15 to 35 is our age range that we work with. Obviously, 15-year-olds, not so much for the voting. So 18 to 29 or 18 to 35 is generally how people slice the young voter electorate.
If you're 34, you're young. You heard it here now.
Young at heart.
You said the Bus. Why do you call it a Bus?
Well, we're called the Bus because we actually own a bus. And this is an amazing thing. Oftentimes, folks think it's an acronym. We've had people call us asking to purchase tickets from Spokane to Salt Lake City before, and someday we'll offer that service, I hope.
What are voter participation rates like for young voters in our area? It's, Washington State, one of the top 10 states in the country for voter turnout, but how do we compare?
It's a really cool thing to see us moving consistently higher and higher in terms of how we rank and stack up to other states of how young voters turn out. What's interesting is, so last year it was a big election, big turnout from a lot of folks. Young voters came out to vote in high numbers relative to, just sort of the standard, still lower than overall sort of older voters. And where we've seen the biggest difference, and one of the things the Bus looks at is sort of one of the structural differences. And when we look at some of those states that are still squeaking out ahead of us, they have things in place that actually encourage young people to participate in the political process. So things like same-day registration or being able to have your registration follow you more easily. All these sort of things that when you're young people and you move once every 3 years on average, you tend to fall out of registration and make it a little more difficult to be plugged in.
So 61% of registered 18 to 24-year-olds turned out compared to 81% overall. How does that 61% number compare to other states? Are they up at the 80% level for younger voters?
No, not that high. I mean, 81%, it's a presidential election year.
Yeah.
That's pretty high turnout. And, we actually were the number one state in the nation for overall turnout. So we, for our total turnout, so Washington had sort of an extra high bar to go for. But what we saw actually was, when folks are actually engaged, they will actually turn out and vote. We actually did a big voter registration drive last year. We registered with the Washington Student Association in Washburg, 14,357 young voters. Those are folks who are under 30. And those folks actually turned out at that 81% level. So we called them, we emailed them, we made sure that they heard about voting. So we know that when folks are actually engaged, they will win or they will vote.
Toby Crittenden is with us. He's executive director of Washington Bus, which is a nonprofit that works to get people who are young involved in politics and voting. What's the kind of philosophical approach that you guys take to try to do that? I mean,
existentialism all the way.
Okay.
Right. Look at the big picture. Our basic premise is that if you look at where young people sort of fall into the political firmament, they're often overlooked. And I don't know if you know this, but the city of Seattle is over 50%. People under 35.
I did not know that.
It is a huge statistic. This is a giant chunk of our population. And often
under 35, but eligible to vote?
Under 35.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
so some of whom are six.
Some of them are six. Yeah, exactly. Those folks, we do not want them voting. That is a crime. Please do not do that. Six-year-olds, put away your registration forms. But the basic premise is that their campaigns tend to look for what is that basic win number. They look for the most consistent place to get votes, and they devote their resources there. What we want to do is really sort of break that cycle so we can increase the number of people, young people, voting and participating so that campaigns and these larger, much bigger sort of investments in voter turnout start looking at young people not as sort of something to be avoided, but as something to really be engaged and brought into the conversation.
So how do you do that?
Well, we'd like to have fun with it. And I know that we're talking about very serious things, but we have sort of three P's that we work with at the Bus and one secret fourth P that hopefully enough people are listening that I know that it won't be sharing too much of the secret out into the world. The first three P's are people, participation, and policy. So getting more people into the political process, leadership development. Participation is actually going out and making sure folks are registered, making sure folks are turning out to vote and talking to the legislators. And policy is actually working on that kind of legislation that changes the field. And then the fourth secret P, my favorite, is party. And
beer. You're talking about beer.
Well, that is often involved. If you're of age, of course, like all voting and drinking both come with age requirements, as they should. But the idea that political engagement, civic engagement, really should be something that you have fun with. It shouldn't be something that is negative and reductive. In an ideal world, being involved in your community, whether that's as a voter or as somebody who just knows the issues, talks about the issues, make sure you're participating. That should be something that is baked into your everyday sort of how your life is lived.
And so you're not wagging your fingers at younger people saying, you have a civic responsibility. No, what kind of events does Washington Bus get involved with?
Well, we have one that's coming up that I'm very excited about, and it sort of fits in with talking about the mayor's election that we have. It's called Candidate Survivor. And if there's one event that I had to sort of distill down what the bus's essence is, it is Candidate Survivor. It's happening on July 16th at the Showbox at the Market, and we're partnering with The Stranger to put it on. It's going to be an amazing event. This is going to be the third time we've done it. Each year we've done it, it has been the largest candidate forum in the state each year. Now, when I say candidate forum, what is the first word that comes to mind?
Sleep.
Exactly. That tends to be the case. So our goal is how do we shift that around? So Candidate Survivor is basically a giant show. We're having all the candidates for mayor, barring one who's going to be in Ohio for an organizing conference, attending. They will be doing everything from a full, real talking about policy issues, running around the stage, showing where they vote, showing where they stand on issues. And then we make them get outside of their box. We make sure that they actually become real people and not just sort of candidates who have to answer the same five questions in 30 seconds over and over again. So they do a talent show and they have to sort of get outside of the sort of very basic way that we talk about politics and be real people. And in that sense, that's sort of our goal, is to make politics be something that is not removed. It's not something that happens downtown in a business suit only, but happens on our own terms.
How do you balance between making people better informed citizens mm-hmm. who are voting based on issues and having people come away from it going, I'm voting on a candidate based on what kind of underwear they wear or whatever?
Totally. Well, so here's the amazing thing is I have friends of mine who they've been to Candidate Survivor. They're very plugged in. They're very aware people. But their biggest frame of reference for the city council members who are currently serving the city is having a sense of where they stood on the issues from the things that they did and said that stood out at Candidate Survivor. What's the number one reason that young people don't vote? Do you know what it is?
Apathy.
No, that is incorrect. It is that they are scared they're going to make a mistake. And this is a Rutgers study. Just looked this up a couple years ago. So the biggest obstacle to participation is this actual lack of information. So one of the biggest things that we can do at the bus is actually broaden out that base of who has access to information in a way that actually is engaging, that actually gets that information across. So Survivor has to do both those things of being really fun and really engaging and also provide real substantive policy positions.
We have just a minute left, but why just for young people? It sounds like, there's probably a lot of older people who aren't voting for some of the same reasons.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We are all for the young and the young at heart. So we welcome everybody to come to Candidate Survivor. Come hang out. We'd love to see you.
All right. Toby Crittenden, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
He is the executive director of the Washington Bus from KUOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm David Hyde.